Franklin. Welcome once again to King Cove High School in King Cove, Alaska. This is Rob Lannon with you to bring you the second half of the Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball doubleheader tonight. The earlier game won by the King Cove rookies, 47-29 over the Cockanock Warlords. And the nightcap featuring the King Cove Thunderjacks on senior night taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. Both teams getting ready for the introductions of the rosters and starting lineups. Coach Ralph Lindquist has the T-Jacks gathered over there wearing their white uniforms with black and gold trim, letters, and numbers. And head coach George Cromer of the Sandpoint Eagles has the Eagle team ready to go there, and they're wearing blue uniforms with white and gold trim as well. Coach George Cromer looking dapper tonight in a shirt and tie. And Coach Cromer's done an outstanding job with the Sandpoint Eagles squad, one of the few co-ed squads in this state, and certainly the only one that we've encountered in our travels broadcasting the games for you this season along the peninsula and even in the valley. The lineups tonight for the Eagles, wearing number 13, Troy Bowsley. Co-captain number 4, Nikki Mack. Number 52, C.J. Roby. Number 22, a junior, Mallory Gunderson. Another junior, number 1, Timmy Lundgren. And the seniors for Sandpoint, number 23, Brandon Smith. And number 15, Heidi Jacobson. And that rounds out the Eagles roster for this one as Heidi jogs out to join her teammates. And manager Colton Mack is with the team here tonight, along with Coach George Cromer. Coach George giving Colton a high five. Now for the King Cove T-Jacks. Crowd getting into this one as the gymnasium has been full with the intramural game, then the rookie game preceding this one. Public address announcer Annette Calver getting ready to introduce the King Cove T-Jacks. Number 21, Brandon Utek. Number 23, another freshman, Christian Christensen. Number 32, Devin Mack. Number 40, yet another freshman for this King Cove T-Jack squad, Josiah Mack. Sophomore, number 10, Drayton Newman. Number 20, another sophomore, as he gets thrown out of the huddle by Jordan Hamlin, and number 20, Mark Newton. The T-Jacks featuring their last name on the back of their jerseys. Another sophomore, number 25, Avery Samuelson. And Larry Barr gets an introduction. Larry's not out here tonight. And junior number 3, Cody Mack. And now for the seniors for the King Cove T-Jacks. Playing their last home game is tomorrow morning. It'll be a JV game for the T-Jacks. Number 44, Hamilton. And the other co-captain, number 11, Johnny Samuelson. And that's the rosters for these two teams. Coach for the T-Jacks, Ralph Lindquist, and of course the Eagles, George Cromer. Just about ready to get this one underway as both teams return to the bench. We had the senior night festivities between games, acknowledging the four seniors for the King Cove teams. Johnny Samuelson and Jordan Hamilton of the T-Jacks, Courtney Wilson and Kelsey Lanham of the rookies. And the Sandpoint Eagles take the floor first. Brandon Smith, C.J. Roby, Timmy Lundgren, Troy Bowsley, and Nikki Mack starting for the Eagles. And for the T-Jacks, Jordan Hamilton, Johnny Samuelson, Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, and Cody Mack. The T-Jacks will be moving left to right on your radio dial. We're in the white uniforms and in the blue jerseys. The Sandpoint Eagles heading right to left. Referee Joe Calver sets the players. Grant Newton also officiating tonight. On the scoring table, Karen Yeager, Lorelai Mack, and Lynette Mack on the scoring table tonight. And the opening tip, there's a tie-up, and they'll do it again. The ball is tapped up, and it goes to Cody Mack, corrals it down in the corner, gets it to Johnny Samuelson, left wing, back to Cody in the corner. Cody for a three, no good. Rebound is taken by Brandon Smith, and this one's underway. Brandon Smith brings the ball to the left side, pass it down to C.J. Roby. C.J. with a nice fake, but he also had a nice travel. An extra dance step in there for C.J., and with 7:41 to go, there's no score in this one, and the turnover sends the ball back to the T-Jacks. Coach Ralph Lindquist and George Cromer pacing the floor in front of their respective benches as Johnny Samuelson brings the ball across to Cody Mack. Nice dish by Cody Mack inside to Jordan Hamilton, and he puts it up in off the glass. Beautiful pass by number three as Cody just threaded the needle on that one in an easy two. Here's a near steal by Cody. Timmy Lundgren picks up the loose ball to Brandon Smith from the foul line. No good. Brandon gets his own rebound, goes up, and puts it up and in. And we have, what do we have, a loose ball? Oh, a ball got loose after the shot. 7:11 to go, first quarter. 2 points apiece for the T-Jacks and the Eagles. Johnny Samuelson brings their cross on the left wing to Jordan Hamilton, to Mark Newton. Lobs it into Jordan. Jordan, nice dish to Cody as he returns the favor, and Cody puts it up and in. Two nice assists by Cody and Jordan to each other, and it's 4-2 T-Jacks as the clock ticks under 7 minutes. C.J. lobs the ball ahead to Brandon Smith. Brandon with the spin move. Fakes, goes up. And Johnny Samuelson knocks that one into the middle of next week as Brandon got him off his feet, and Johnny rebounded and sent that one over underneath the King Cove banner. And it'll be out of bounds there to the Eagles. Brandon inbounds the ball to C.J. Number 52 holds it deep right side. Now dribbles toward the Grizzly Paul logo. Looks left side for Nicky Mack. Goes right side to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy launches a three off the rim. No good. And the rebound is corralled there by C.J. Roby. Tip by C.J. and Nicky Mack. And C.J. brings it back up top. Goes right side deep to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy holds the ball high. Goes right wing to Troy Bowsey. Right corner to C.J. Roby. C.J. dribbles to the left hand, goes back up to the top of the arc. Now to the right hand, 2-3 zone by the T-Jacks. Nice drive by Timmy Lundgren as he put the ball on the floor and blew right by Avery Samuelson there, and Avery's going to draw the foul. And that'll be the first foul, and Avery first on the T-Jacks. It'll be Sandpoint basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 6:16 to go, first quarter, 4-2, T-Jacks with the lead. Lob pass tipped away by Johnny Samuelson to Mark Newton. He gets it ahead to Avery. Avery goes up to the left hand and misses the layup. Rebounded by C.J. Roby. C.J. coming down, double-teamed at half court. Now reverses dribble in the backcourt and lobs it ahead to Brandon Smith. Brandon goes for a long two-pointer, nothing but net. Nice shot there by Brandon. He's got four, and the score is tied at four. Mark inbounds to Johnny. Spin move, drives up in the lane, dishes it right side for Cody Mack. Fakes the shot, drives in. Passes up an open two, gets to Mark Newton left wing. Down the left corner to Avery Samuelson. Avery's three is good. Avery's been recovering his long-range shooting touch the last couple of games, and he starts off hot tonight with a three from the corner, and it's 7-4. T-Jacks lead with 5:35 to go first quarter. Timmy Lundgren with the ball up high on the right wing to Troy Bowsey. Back up top to C.J. Roby. Eagles in a 1-3-1 offense. C.J. Roby goes right side to Troy. Back up top to Nicky Mack into the post to Brandon Smith up high near the three-point arc, dribbles left side, defended by Cody Mack, goes to Timmy Lundgren, right side to Troy. Troy back up to Nicky. Nicky picks up her dribble, gets it to Timmy, spins on Johnny, tries to drive, gets it back out to Troy. Nice fake, lobs it into Timmy. He goes up. His shot is partially blocked by Jordan, but he also got some of the arm. That's going to be the first foul on Jordan Hamilton, and Timmy Lundgren will go to the line. Timmy to shoot a pair for Coach George Cromer's Eagles with 5:08 to go first quarter. 7-4, T-Jacks with the early lead. Again, we want to remind you that the regional tournament is coming up for the boys in Sandpoint next week, March 3rd to the 5th, and for the girls in New Halen. Timmy's first free throw is up, rolls around and out, no good. He'll have one more. Both of these teams will be at the regional, along with Old Harbor, either Kalignic or New Stu, New Halen, and one other team. Timmy makes the second one, his first point of the game, and it's 7-5. T-Jacks with the lead. C.J. pressuring Johnny in the backcourt. He goes off the screen by Jordan, drives up and under, and you can hear that one up here. The foul's going to be, I think, on Brandon Smith. And that is a foul on Brandon, his first, team's first. Johnny Samuelson will step to the line to shoot two with 4:59 to go here in the first quarter. This is the second game of our doubleheader, Volusia's Eastboro High School Basketball on KSTP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. Johnny drops the first one in. Nothing but net, 8-5 T-Jacks. He dribbles and puts up the second one. Instant replay, 2 points for Johnny. It's 9-5 T-Jacks with under 5 minutes to play. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, the Sandpoint Eagles will take on the T-Jacks JV team, and at 11 o'clock, the Coconut Warlords will face the King Cove Rookies in a rematch of our earlier game tonight, won by the Rookies 47-29. Troy Bowsey has the ball right wing, dribbles, passes out to Brandon Smith up high, goes left side to Timmy Lundgren, down low to C.J. Roby, defended there nicely by Mark Newton, and he has to bring the ball back out. Now he launches a long three, air ball, and Avery Samuelson recovers the rebound in the corner. And Avery nearly or does lose the ball. Johnny corrals it just below us. Nice dish by Johnny to Jordan. He fakes, goes up, and no good. His layup wouldn't go in. Defended there by Troy Bowsley and Brandon Smith. And now the ball is loose, taken by Timmy Lundgren. He's one on three and decides to back it out. And we got Troy Bowsley's glasses came off, so referee Joe Calver calls a stoppage of play. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, T-Jacks 9, Eagles 5. Inbound far side, Timmy Lundgren brings it into C.J. Roby, back to Timmy. Tim with the ball. Dribbles up near the three-point arc. Dribble with the right hand. Lobs it down to the right corner to C.J. He goes in, gets a shot up somehow over Jordan Hamilton. The rebound is tipped out to Timmy Lundgren. Knock loose. Timmy saves in off of Avery's foot. C.J. Roby recovers. And Avery Samuelson's going to get the loose ball foul. That'll be Avery's second. As Avery kind of got out of control after the ball hit his foot. And he more fell into C.J. than he fouled him. But that's a good call by Joe Calver. And Timmy Lundgren inbounds the ball to C.J. Roby with 3:50 to go for the Eagles. Brandon Smith has it just inside the three-point line, puts a shot up off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Troy Bowsley. His shot is no good. And the ball is out of bounds to the T-Jacks. Christian Christensen has checked into the game now for the T-Jacks. And he replaced Avery Samuelson, who picked up his second foul. Christian inbounds to Johnny, goes between the legs, comes across the timeline, dribbling with the left hand. Guarded by C.J. Roby. Goes to the top. Nice dish to Jordan Hamilton. His shot is up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good again. And it's rebounded by Brandon Smith. Jordan a little frustrated at his inability to finish that one off. Pass into the front court for C.J. Roby. He dribbles, now reverses, and lobs it right wing deep to Brandon Smith. Brandon thinks about a long-range three. Passes it up. Dribbles with the left hand now and gets inside the arc. Dish to Troy Bowsley. Troy fakes a shot. Puts it on the floor. It's still on the floor. C.J. Roby recovers. It gets it to Brandon Smith. He takes the NBA three and hits it. Brandon with 7 points in the game, and it's a 9-8 lead for the T-Jacks with just under 3 minutes to go. Johnny goes right side to Cody. Nice dish to Jordan, but off his hands and out of bounds. Jordan slaps the deck in frustration, and Josiah Mack will enter the game now. He'll replace number 20, Mark Newton, with 2:50 to play here in the first quarter. Mallory Gunderson also set to check in for the Eagles. And she'll replace Troy Bowsley. Mallory, a frequent starter for the Eagles team. Coach George Cromer says she's probably one of the top two to three pure shooters on the team. She's shown that up at Bristol Bay at several occasions. 2:44 to play. C.J. Roby brings the ball across the timeline, goes left side, kicks it right side to Brandon Smith, lobs it in, intercepted by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan gets it to Cody. He goes down behind the back to Johnny, dishes it to Christian on the follow, misses a layup. Nice play, some fancy passing, and no points at the end. Brandon Smith has the ball, now puts it in the front court to C.J. He drives, goes up between two defenders, and he gets a little body block there from Christian Christensen. That'll be Christian's first foul. And that's going to send C.J. to the charity stripe for two with 2:23 to go. He'll have a chance to put the Eagles ahead if he converts both. C.J. not on the board yet tonight. 7 for Brandon Smith and 1 for Timmy Lundgren. C.J. dribbles, launches the first one. In and out, no good. He'll have one more. Joe Calver hands the ball to C.J. He dribbles and puts up his second one, and that one's good, and we've got a tie ball game. with 2:23 to go here in the first quarter. 9 apiece as Johnny Samuelson hurries the ball up the floor. Nice dish to Christensen, and he's a recipient of the tomahawk chop foul there by Timmy Lundgren. That'll be Timmy's first. And the freshman, Christensen, will head to the line to shoot two for the T-Jacks. On the floor for the T-Jacks, Cody Mack, Johnny Samuelson, Christian Christensen, Jordan Hamilton, and Josiah Mack. Christian's first free throw is up and good. And Troy Bowsey checks back into the game, and he'll replace Nicky Mack. Nicky comes over for a breather, gets a high five from Coach George Cromer and manager Colton Mack. Little Colton's going to be quite a ball player. Christian's second one is up and no good off the front of the rim, rebounded by C.J. Roby. 10-9, T-Jacks with a one-point lead. C.J. goes against Cody Mack. Good defense there by Cody to stop him out high. Gets it over to Brandon Smith for a long three from the left side. No good. Rebound is tipped by Josiah to Johnny. Coast to coast, lays it up and in off the glass. Johnny Samuelson with four, and it's 12-9, T-Jacks. T-Jacks applying full court pressure now. Brandon hands the ball to C.J. Roby. To Brandon, back to C.J. He'll bring it across the logo. Drives the lane right side. Kicks it back out to Brandon for an open three. No good. Rebounded by C.J. Roby. Good rebound by C.J. The ball's tied up there, and now it goes out of bounds. Who will the ball go to? It'll remain with the Sandpoint Eagles, and Avery Samuelson checks back in the game, replacing Josiah Mack. 1:37 to go, first quarter, 12-9, T-Jacks with the lead. Brandon Smith inbounds far side to C.J. Roby. T-Jacks playing a 2-3 zone. And for most of the game, the Eagles have gone with a 1-3-1 offense. Brandon Smith gets the ball, drives right baseline, puts it up, no good off the rim. Rebounded there by Avery Samuelson. He's pestered by Mallory Gunderson, who nearly comes up with a steal. But Avery gets the ball away to Jordan, over to Johnny. Johnny drives. Nice dish to Christensen, and he misses a layup. Oh, what a dish. Just the T-Jacks are not able to finish here in the first quarter. The crowd groaning with that one. That was a sweet pass there by Johnny. But nothing to show as the clock hits a minute. And now the pass goes over to Brandon Smith, who misses a shot over Christensen, who had fallen to the floor. Long pass to Cody Mack, and his layup is blocked away by Brandon Smith and taken down by Timmy Lundgren. So a little bit of sloppy play here as the clock ticks under 50 seconds to play in the first quarter, 12-9. T-Jacks leading the Eagles in a surprisingly close affair thus far. Here's a pass to Mallory. Mallory fakes it too, goes up, dishes it in. Nice pass to Brandon Smith. His layup is no good. The rebound by Troy Bowsey gets it out to C.J. Roby. C.J. passes it over for Timmy Lundgren. Timmy gets it into Brandon, loses it, gets it, goes up, and puts it up and in. Looked like a soccer match there for a minute. Brandon finishes off with a two, and it's a one-point game. Johnny comes up, goes behind the back, and then throws the ball away. Intercepted by Bowsley. He throws it back to Cody Mack. Johnny launches a three and knocks it down. That's not the way Coach Lindquist drew it up, but it worked out well. C.J. Roby now throws one up from just inside half court, and it's no good at the buzzer. And after one quarter of play, the King Cove T-Jacks 15, the Sandpoint Eagles 11. So we'll keep it right here with you. Between breaks, get a drink of water, and then we'll run down the scoring for you. And this game not quite as fast-paced as some of the matchups earlier in the season between these two teams. Nevertheless, a lot of action, a lot of nice passes, just not a lot of conversions on the offensive end, especially for the T-Jacks. And the scoring after one quarter, 15-11, T-Jacks with the lead. Johnny Samuelson leads the T-Jacks with seven, two apiece for Jordan Hamilton and Cody Mack, three for Avery Samuelson and one for Christensen. And for the Eagles, one apiece for C.J. Roby and Timmy Lundgren, and Brandon Smith leading all scorers with nine. So 15-11 after one. T-Jacks take the floor. Now the Eagles join them. Eagles have the basketball far side. Timmy Lundgren inbounds to C.J. Roby to get the second quarter underway. Right side to Nicky Mack. Nicky back to Timmy Lundgren up top. Timmy just holding the ball, looking for a lob pass. Gets it over for Mallory Gunderson. Too high, but she gets it and saves it into C.J. Roby. C.J. goes around a screen by Brandon Smith. Up and under. Nice move by C.J., but a shot is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Avery Samuelson to Cody Mack. Cody pressing the ball down. Goes up. Throws the ball away. Cody, a little bit out of control there. No numbers as the Eagles hustled back very well on defense. And it's another T-Jack turnover. Not what head coach Ralph Lindquist would like to see. He's seated on the bench. Coach George Cromer standing in front of the Eagles bench as Nicky Mack gets the ball back to C.J. Roby. Goes to the right corner to Brandon Smith. Nice move by Brandon. He misses a shot as he drove in. And now it's tipped into the front court. Johnny Samuelson gets it, puts up a reverse layup and good. Kind of stuttered over that call. Johnny got the loose ball and went in for a reverse. And it's 17-11, T-Jacks lead. CJ goes to Timmy. He just drives right through three T-Jacks and puts up a shot, no good. Off the back of the rim from about 7 feet. Johnny gets it, comes into the front court, goes right corner. Nice dish to Christensen, and he puts that one up and in. That one almost came out of there. Christian gave it a little body English, and it's 19-11 T-Jacks. Another beautiful pass by Johnny Samuelson. Here's a lob to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory bounces it back to CJ up top. Lob right side. Stolen away by Christensen as he read that one. He goes up and for the right-handed reverse, lays it up and in off the glass. Christian with five in the game. And with 6:28 to play here in the second quarter, the T-Jacks have increased their lead to 21-11 on a 9-0 run. And Coach George Cromer calls a 30-second timeout. So he'll gather his Eagle squad over there, try to put a stop to the bleeding here as the T-Jacks on a 9-0 run across the latter part of the first quarter and the early part of the second here. Johnny Samuelson leading all scorers now with nine, or I'm sorry, Johnny and Brandon both with nine. Christian Christensen has five. Christian suffered a wrist injury in a local scrimmage last night here during the T-Jacks practice, but doesn't seem to be showing any ill effects from that. And as the teams retake the floor, on the floor for the T-Jacks now, we have Mark Newton in for Christensen, along with Jordan Hamilton, Avery Samuelson, Johnny Samuelson, and Cody Mack. T-Jacks applying full court pressure. C.J. Roby pressured, lobs it front court to Brandon Smith, back to C.J. on a give and go. He goes, runs into Jordan Hamilton, has to stop, put up a jump shot, no good. Rebound is gathered there by Jordan. He outlets to Johnny, just a little too far, though. Usually Johnny will run that one down, but he couldn't quite grab that one at the half-court line. It was 6:09 to play. It's turned over back to the Eagles. Brandon Smith inbounds to C.J. Roby. Dribbles it up high with the right hand. Walks it up. Goes right side to Mallory Gunderson. Back to C.J. Left to Timmy. Timmy fakes a pass to Nicky Mack. Goes back to C.J. Right side to Mallory. Her lob pass intended for Brandon Smith is knocked away by Avery Samuelson. He knocks the ball out of bounds off of Mallory's leg, and it'll go over to the T-Jacks with 5:50 to go. Johnny now with a beautiful pass to Jordan Hamilton. He puts it up and in. Johnny threaded the needle on that one from half court, a no-look pass of about 50 feet. Jordan took it and laid it up and in off the glass, and the Eagles didn't know what hit him. Brandon Smith now has it knocked away from behind by Johnny Samuelson. Ah! He had Jordan and Cody all alone on the other end. Lobbed it for Cody. Cody thought it was going to Jordan, and it was caught by the stage curtain for a T-Jack turnover with 5:33 to go. T-Jack's up 23-11. As C.J. Roby brings the ball up in the backcourt. He's met with pressure there by Johnny and Cody, and Cody tips the pass intended for Nicky Mack. Nicky recovers the ball near the sideline, but she steps out of bounds and turns the ball back over to King Cove. Mark Newton takes the inbound pass to Cody Mack, back to Johnny for an off-balance three, and he hits it up the net. Nice shot there by Johnny Samuelson. He's got 12 in the game. And it's 26-11 T-Jacks. Brandon Smith brings the ball across to the left hand. He shoots a long-range three off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Mark Newton. Mark gets it to Jordan Hamilton, and Jordan was going to try an outlet pass. It wasn't there. Now he gets it to Johnny. Johnny walks it across the timeline with under 5 minutes to play. Goes between the legs. Picks up the dribble, goes left side to Mark Newton. Mark standing near the logo. Left wing to Avery Samuelson. Avery dribbles near the top, comes over to Cody Mack. Cody lobs it to Jordan. Nice dish on the give and go to Avery. And Brandon Smith rejects that layup. Beautiful pass there by Jordan Hamilton, but Brandon Smith read that one from way back when, and he was just waiting on Avery to launch that layup. And T-Jacks now go to a stack play on the left side. The lob pass goes into Jordan Hamilton, and he puts it in off the glass. 6 points for Jordan, and it's 28-11 with 4:30 to go in the first half. Lob pass now is stolen by Avery Samuelson. His pass intended for Cody Mack is picked off by C.J. Roby. goes back the other way, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Johnny Samuelson as Johnny attempted to sneak up with a steal. That'll be Johnny's first, team's fifth, I believe. That's correct. And Josiah Mack checks back in, replacing Avery Samuelson. Avery takes a seat on the bench with 3 points in the game. 4:22 to go, 28-11 T-Jack. Eagles inbound far side, Brandon Smith to C.J. Roby, C.J. to Brandon. Long three from the right wing, off the front of the iron, no good. Jordan Hamilton takes down the rebound, gets it to Johnny. Long underhanded pass to Johnny Mack with the reverse. Listen to the crowd. I love that one. That was about a 60-foot underhanded pass perfectly over the outstretched arms of Brandon Smith, and Cody laid it up and in. 30-11. C.J. Roby now with the ball in the front court. He goes right side, looking for help, gets it to Troy Bowsey. Across to Nikki Mack, off of her hand. Cody Mack picks up the loose ball. Driving down 2-on-5, no numbers. Cody takes it in, gets it to Josiah Mack. He loses it, but gathers it, kicks it back out to Cody. Cody's three-point attempt from the right baseline is in and out, no good, and rebounded by Troy Bowsley to Brandon Smith. He nearly runs into referee Joe Calver, but recovers the ball and gets across the timeline. Timmy Lundgren fakes the three, drives in, goes up with a two-point attempt. No good. Air ball taken on the other side by Mark Newton. Mark coming down, takes it all the way, lays it up. No good. Brandon Smith was there defending. Ball rolled just off the rim. He gets it out to CJ, who drives into the front court, and he's trapped there, gets it to Timmy, back out to Brandon. Brandon drives in. Nice pass to CJ Roby, who misses the layup, gets his own rebound, and puts it up and in. First two of the second quarter for the Eagles, 30-13. And now Johnny comes down and attempts an entry pass, and that one got kicked NFL style by one of the Sandpoint defenders and went out near half court. And Mallory Gunderson checks in to replace Troy Bowsley. And the T-Jacks will have the ball out underneath. Cody Mack on the right baseline lobs it for Jordan Hamilton off Jordan's hand, but he recovers it near half court and gives it back to Johnny with 2:48 to go. Johnny looks for a pass this time, and Brandon Smith intercepts the one intended for Josiah Mack and brings it the other way. Goes right side to Timmy Mack on the right wing to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory fakes, and her pass intended for Brandon is intercepted by Jordan. Gets it down to Cody. Just puts it in softly off the glass, and Cody with 6 points in the game, and it's 32-13 T-Jacks with 2.25 to play in the first half. CJ brings the ball up against double-team pressure, lobs it across for Brandon Smith. Jordan thought he might have been able to get that one, but didn't. Now the ball is loose again on the floor, and we've got a jump ball, a tie-up between Mark Newton and Nikki Mack, and the ball will go to the T-Jacks as Christian Christensen checks in to give Jordan Hamilton a breather. Good work there by Big J on senior night. He takes a seat with 6 points in the game. Johnny inbounds the mark, and he'll walk it across the logo at half court with 2:07 to go. Goes left wing for Josiah Mack to Cody in the left corner. Nice pass to Christian. He lays it in. Cody Mack and Johnny Samuelson putting on a passing clinic here tonight. Christensen with seven now, and it's 34-13 rookies. They won't let me live that one down. T-Jack. As now Brandon Smith hits a turnaround from the foul line, and it's 34-15 with 1:45 to go. Johnny Samuelson faked a three, threw a perfect pass to Christensen, who missed the layup. Brandon Smith got the ball, comes down to C.J. Roby, and as he goes in 1-on-3, he travels. Turnover back of the T-Jacks was 1:36 to play in the first half, 34-15. King Cove with the lead over Sandpoint. Avery Samuelson back in the game for the T-Jacks. Johnny walks it across half court, goes between the legs, right side to Christensen, right wing to Avery, thinks about a three, passes up, gets it back to Johnny. He'll take a three, nothing but net. As soon as Johnny let that one go right in front of us, you knew that was nothing but net. And Johnny now with 15 points in the game, and it's 37-15. Timmy Lundgren takes the pass in the front court from C.J. Roby, now lobs it far side for nobody. That one goes out of bounds to the T-Jacks bench, and it'll be T-Jack basketball. Jordan Hamilton checks in to replace Josiah Mack. And Heidi Jacobson now comes on the floor replacing Timmy Lundgren. 1:06 to go, first half. 37-15, T-Jacks with a commanding lead. They only held a four-point lead after one quarter of play, 15-11. But they've turned up the heat here in the second quarter. Avery goes to Mark. Left corner to Johnny. Johnny launches a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds off of Christian Christensen, by Brandon Smith. Nice play by Brandon as Christian showed great hustle trying to run that one down. Brandon used his long arms to knock that ball out of bounds off of Christian's leg, and CJ brings it across the timeline. Under a minute to play. Right side for Brandon. Back to CJ. CJ, he faked and he put about five electric slides in there. He could have been on Dancing with the Stars with that move, and it's a turnover. Ball goes back to the T-Jacks with 39.6 to go here in the first half. Johnny takes the inbounds pass, goes between his legs as he walks the ball across the Grizzly Paul logo there. Now he's dribbling the ball out near the timeline. 25 seconds to go. Gets to Mark Newton, over to Avery Samuelson. Avery lobs it for who? It goes, and Mark Newton comes up with it and lays it up. No good. That ball went off of Heidi Jacobson. Mark recovered it and missed the lay-in. And Heidi gets the ball to Brandon. He drives up, goes against the whole King Cove team and can't put it in. Johnny gets the rebound with 6 seconds to go. Comes coast to coast and lays it up and in off the glass. And that's going to end the first half of play as the T-Jacks outscore the Eagles in that second quarter 24-4 to open a 39-15 halftime lead. We'll run down the scoring and then take an eight-minute break. And the first half here for the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson leading all scorers. He had 10 in the second quarter and 17 for the game, 6 for Jordan Hamilton, 6 for Cody Mack, 7 for freshman Christian Christensen, and 3 for Avery Samuelson. And for the Eagles, Brandon Smith with 11, C.J. Roby with 3, and 1 for Timmy Lundgren. So the score at halftime is the King Cove T-Jacks 39 and the Sandpoint Eagles 15. And I'm Rob Lanham with you live here at King Cove School on KSDP Radio, and we're going to send it back to the studio to Kells Hetherington, and we'll rejoin you in about 8 minutes for the exciting second half of this game between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Sandpoint Eagles. Back to you, Kells.
Thanks, Rob. You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP, public radio in Sandpoint, Alaska. We have the first game now online at www.apradio.org. That's right, the first game tonight that was just broadcast by Rob is now up online, and you can download it or listen to it right there at www.apradio.org. That is the station's website. We'll now go to some music for a few moments, and actually we're going to go to the news right now from Washington, D.C. Here we go.
In Pennsylvania, a group of students became stranded while returning from a ski trip on Friday. Pat Franks didn't expect his bus to get stuck going up a hill in the storm and was glad when help arrived.
I thought we were going to literally sleep on like some concrete floor. And when Red Cross showed up with cots, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I didn't have a blanket, and I got a blanket, so I'm all right.
The storm knocked out power to more than a million customers and snarled transportation in the region. Dozens of homes north of Los Angeles are under evacuation orders as another winter storm approaches that region. Sheriff's deputies were going door to door Friday, making sure that residents were out of their homes by 7 p.m. 30-year House Democrat Charles Rangel says he will not give up his chairmanship of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. He's under attack after the House Ethics Committee admonished him over corporate finance trips to the Caribbean.